Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab is our guest. But Dr. Riley, we hear all the time about neck pain. How do you treat it? What are the causes of neck pain?
Hi, Rick. How are you? Yeah, one of the most common things that we see in our clinic, actually probably 50 to 70% of the population will experience some type of neck pain in their lives. A lot of money associated with neck pain related to treatment, research, and different things. It's obviously a common place in the workplace, affecting employees with time off and so forth. So a lot of resources and money spent related to neck pain. It's also referred to as cervical pain. You might hear that if you're online or with one of your practitioners. But there are a few different contributing factors to neck pain. Most commonly, it's going to be one of two things. It's going to be that you don't get enough exercise, and it's related to what you do for a living or your posture. Typically, we don't have enough oomph or stability up in that area of our neck, and it's easy for us to get overloaded throughout that neck region. Obviously, we hear about accidents, trauma type things, but it's typically going to be one of those two things. You sit for too long with poor posture, and you don't exercise enough, and you don't have the proper stability up there in your neck.
So if we're talking about those two things, what is the thing that we should focus on the most? Is either one of them more important than the other?
Well, I would recommend activity modification, modifying your activity, visiting with a healthcare provider, just checking your posture occasionally. Just you'd be surprised how big of a difference it makes. Just interrupt your sitting throughout the day, get up and move around, try to get your shoulders back, your sit up straight and so forth. But most importantly, exercise, get moving around, work with a physical therapist or a trainer, or, try to incorporate some type of activity that's going to allow you to, activate some of those stabilizing muscles that we spoke about earlier.
Well, you've talked about that in other segments that we've done, about just the idea that when you're at work, you should move around every so often to do all of those things you mentioned.
Sure, yeah. It's very important. A lot of times that we talk about activity modification. That's one of the things that we speak to our patients about. Education is a big part of what we do here, and educating the patients on, okay, a lot of these things you can manage, by yourself by doing some simple things. So, what I can do is go in briefly to some common, neck complaints and so forth. There's all kinds of injuries, but what happens is the joints in the neck or the tissues get overloaded. When the joints or tissues get overloaded, we can have tightness in the muscles, swelling in the joints and so forth. So, it's areas of spinal joint stiffness or restriction. You might have some muscle tightness. We have already, touched on muscle weakness. Those are typically, the things mechanically that's going on in the neck. And unfortunately, we can have some more serious things like, disc herniations and some other serious issues, where the patient might complain of radiating pain down into the arm. But generally speaking, related to what we've been discussing, we're talking about just general mechanical type neck pain related to the joints and the soft tissues, the muscles in the neck. Manipulation, like I've talked about in the past, a really good treatment for mechanical type neck pain. And I'm a big fan, Rick, we've also discussed, is, blending some kind of manual therapy with physical therapy or some exercise program. I think it's important that you get something moving and then stabilize the structures around it, and getting back to the activity modification, educating yourself on what you can do on your own.
Sean, is there a point or an indicator that says we should consider to be a problem more serious than just an ordinary kind of a pain?
Great question. I just spoke about, you'll hear me refer to mechanical low back or neck pain. You're typically going to have centralized or localized pain into your neck. You might even experience some headaches and some pain back up into the base of your skull or the back of your head. That's generally, nothing to be terribly concerned about. Some red flags are if you start to develop, pain into an extremity, your arm, you start to develop maybe some weakness, like if you're not able to hold your coffee cup, we potentially want to screen out a nasty disc problem or something a little more serious going on in your neck. And we would do that with testing and maybe some imaging. But if it is something, that you're concerned about, I consider you get in to see your physician and get it checked out properly.
Good advice. Thank you for that information on neck pain. It sounds like something we can handle quite a bit on our own.
Yeah, let's just keep moving around, watch your posture, and get to the gym and exercise.
Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab has been our guest. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.